I'm Tom Rowe. You're listening to Turn On the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. It's World Amateur Radio Day, and we're going to look at World Amateur Radio Day and what that means, and we're going to hear from the National Amateur Radio Association in just a second, all about that. And we'll also hear from three artists that use shortwave in their work, shortwave sounds. We'll hear from Todd Merrill, Mike David Weisskopf, and William Baczynski. So stay tuned to Turn On the News. You can go to newsroom.free103.9 or free103.9.org for more information about transmission art and links to international sources of radio art, radio news, and more. You're listening to Turn On the News, Free 103.9's daily look at radio art, radio news, media news, and more. Behind us tonight is The River from William Baczynski, and he's one of the radio artists we'll look at tonight who use shortwave sounds in their work. And today is World Amateur Radio Day. That's why we're tuning into shortwave today, and we'll have more from the National Amateur Radio Association in a few minutes about that. First, the headlines. Brendan Sasso at The Hill reports that the headline is, "The administration pushes against House cybersecurity bill." And the White House issued a statement on late Tuesday, April 17th, criticizing U.S. House of Representatives cybersecurity bill. National Security Council spokeswoman Caitlin Hayden said any cybersecurity legislation should include strong privacy protections and should set mandatory security standards for critical infrastructure systems such as electrical grids and water supplies. The House is set to vote on the Cyber Intelligence Sharing and Protection Act, CISPA, next week. And the American Civil Liberties Union, the Center for Democracy and Technology, the Electronic Frontier Foundation, and other groups are leading a week of protests against CISPA, which they warn could lead companies to hand over private user information to spy agencies. You can read more about that at thehill.com. In the United States this week, the National Association of Broadcasters has been holding their annual convention in Las Vegas. It's an annual tradition. It used to be pirate broadcasters would sneak in to record the workshops they had on fighting pirate radio and pass those recordings on cassette tapes in the U.S. Postal Service. Those were the days. Anyway, now the Federal Communications Chairman Julius Genachowski gave the keynote speech Monday, April 16th at the National Association of Broadcasters Convention. And the headline at ProPublica is, "Broadcasters are, quote, against transparency," unquote, says FCC chairman. P- ProPublica reports, let's see, that Jenikowski said, some in the broadcast industry have elected to position themselves against technology, against transparency, and against journalism, unquote, said Jenikowski, who favors a proposed rule to make political ad data more accessible. Exactly who's paying for the political ads that the television stations are airing, and every 4 years making a great deal of money. If you can see how much the Obama and the Romney campaigns are raising and what percentage goes to the broadcast industry in the form of advertisements, and you include the super PAC money this time. And you understand why the broadcast industry doesn't want to let you know who's paying for those ads. All right, we're going to talk about Mike Dodge Weisskopf a little later. And one of the things he's doing is May 19th and 20th, he's doing marathon broadcast of shortwave recordings from Mali on WHRB 95.3 FM in Cambridge, Massachusetts, part of their biannual WHRB orgy tradition where they play 22-hour long broadcasts. This one will feature rare live recordings from more than a dozen of Mali's finest homegrown musicians, as well as extensive folkloric and regional music from the libraries of Malaysian state and community FM broadcasters. That is May 19th and 20th on WHRB near Boston in the United States. The ITU Telecom World 2012 conference in Dubai, October 14th through 18th, is looking for as a young innovators program, looking for youth innovation for development. It's a chance for young visionaries to demonstrate their ideas and innovations on a global stage. At the ITU Telecom World Conference in Dubai, if you go to ARRL.org, the National Amateur Radio Association website, they have a link to the program that could send you to the United Arab Emirates. All right, like we've been telling you, today is World Amateur Radio Day, April 18th. This week is World Amateur Radio Day, the 87th anniversary of the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union. And we'll let the National Association for Amateur Radio tell the story with their weekly podcast all about World Amateur Radio Day, April 18th.
2012 marks the 87th anniversary of the founding of the International Amateur Radio Union. To mark this occasion, the IARU and its more than 160 member societies will celebrate World Amateur Radio Day on Wednesday, April 18th. For many years, the IARU has declared a theme for each World Amateur Radio Day. The theme for 2012 is Amateur Radio Satellites, Celebrating 50 Years in Space, in remembrance of the launch of Oscar 1 on December 12, 1961, and the launch of Oscar 2 on June 2, 1962. In 1924, then ARRL President Hiram Percy Maxim, W1AW, had scheduled a business trip to Europe. While in Europe, Maxim was asked by the ARRL Board of Directors to represent the League in fostering international relations between amateurs. This, of course, he was delighted to do. Following the informal meeting in 1924, representatives from France, Great Britain, Belgium, Switzerland, Italy, Spain, Luxembourg, Canada, and the United States formulated a plan to hold an international amateur congress in Paris, France, in April 1925 for the purpose of founding the IARU. Representatives from Europe, North America, South America, and Asia attended the Congress, adopting a constitution for the IARU on April 17th. At a closing assembly on the following day, officers were elected and the actions of the Congress ratified by representatives from 25 countries. Thus, April 18th became the official birthday of the IARU and is now designated World Amateur Radio Day. Today, just as Maxim and his counterparts envisioned, the IARU is an international confederation of national amateur radio organizations that allows a forum for common matters of concern and collectively represent matters to the International Telecommunication Union. To celebrate World Amateur Radio Day, many stations around the globe will be on the air. For a list of these stations that plan to be on the air, please see the April 12th edition of the ARRL letter.
I'm Tom Murray. We're listening now to Todd Merrill, a song called A Gig a Minute from This Won't Hurt a Bit. Since 1978, Todd Merrill has been fascinated with the imperceptible environment of electromagnetic radiation that shortwave radio and processing can capture and transform into an immersive musical environment. In 1991, he began exploring the musical possibilities of this world collaboration with Patrick Jordan. The result was SWR, a two-movement work that was performed several times in Chicago and on WBEZ National Public Radio. Composer Lou Mazzello of the Experimental Sound Studio in Chicago wrote in P4 magazine, quote, "It soon becomes clear that the focus of the work is not on achieving any particular musical moment, but on the ephemerality of the sonic transformation itself. Unlike compositions that utilize radio in part for its referential or signifying qualities, SWR is more in the minimalist tradition of relying on the primacy of the material itself. The work is a celebration of the radio as material and of the belief that minutiae and limited systems can yield rich results, but it is also a celebration of the rich, ragged, unstable thickness of analog sound in a world anesthetized by the crisp and clean precision of digital audio." All right, that was A Gig a Minute. This is a collaboration with Joshua Freed called Pistol Shrimp. Todd Merrill and Joshua Freed. Pistol Shrimp from Radio Action 3 on Turn on the News. Thank you. Time, you're listening to Turn on the News on from Free 103.9. Next, we're going to listen to Mike Dodge Weisskopf's recordings. He records shortwave music, is what he calls it. He's a radio producer, historian, archivist, and broadcast artist based in Los Angeles, California. And, whoops, let's hear some recordings from a Ukraine transmission from Ding, Mesopotamia. Dodge Weisskopf, a radio producer and historian, archivist, broadcast artist based in Los Angeles, who works with shortwave. You can go to M-Y-K-E, that's how you spell Mike and Mike Dodge Weisskopf, myke.me/WordPress for the shortwave broadcast blog.
Tujhse mera
This is Particle Shower from William Baczynski on Turn on the News. William Baczynski is a classically trained musician and composer who's been working in experimental media for over 25 years in New York City. His haunting and melancholy soundscapes explore the temporal nature of life, resounding with reverberations of memory and the mystery of time. He's known for two pieces mainly, the Disintegration Loops, 2004 album, and The River, a two-disc shortwave music experiment on a German label. It came out in 2003. This record was called Shortwave Music, and this track is called Particle Shower, and the artist is William Baczynski on Turn on the News.
और और कानपुर का नगर पर आए पर अमल दरामद को मजबूर करे तो वर्कर लगे
पाकिस्तान फेडरल यूनियन ऑफ जर्नलिस्ट के सदर परवेज
तो ये खुद भी नुमाइंदे इस वक्त है। अहमदुल्ला साहब ने कहा और अहमदुल्ला साहब का कहना बिल्कुल बजा है, लेकिन मैं तो ये कहता हूँ ना कि क्योंकि गवर्नमेंट में शेयर ये होल्डर जरूर है ये कम अज कम काबीना में। देखिये इनकी बहुत असर रखी इनका है गवर्नमेंट में, क्योंकि एन ब्लॉक है ये भी एक मजबूत इत्यादि भी है। और निराला साहब खुद कहते हैं हमारे काबिल एतमाद अगर कोई
होगी रेडियो आर्ट or just what Free 103.9 is, a nonprofit based in arts group based in New York that works with artists that use the radio as their medium.